ورحمة الله وبركاته وصباح الخير. نقول خير إن شاء الله على الجميع. Today we are going to continue our lecture regarding the chain of event or chain of infection or another name, process of infection. And you remember, we started with the agent, which is the beginning of the chain, and then we are going to other step. And you remember, for the chain of infection is composed of presence of reservoir, agent, of course. The beginning is the agent, and the agent like to have reservoir or habitat. Then the agent would like to go outside of this reservoir or outside of his of the habitat. We call it exit, portal of exit. And then after the organism be outside, we'd like to find something to transport on it, which is we call it mode of transmission, whether direct or indirect, we will discuss it, of course. And then there should be an inlet to enter into the susceptible host. So this is the chain of event. In another word, for perpetuation or for continuity of the infection. Why do we study this? Because it helps us in prevention. In prevention, if we would like, even if we break one of this chain, we could control the disease. That's why it is important to have an idea. Now today we are going to discuss the reservoir of infection. Of course, source and reservoir of infection, okay, is a starting point. An agent beginning, but this is a starting point of communicable disease. Yes. Source, what's the definition of the source? It is different from the reservoir, please. You have to notice that. Source defined as person, of course, or animal, or object, or any other substance that be act as a source of infection from which the pathogenic agent goes to the other person, okay? So, agent possess or disseminated to the host. While the reservoir, it is defined as also person, animal, or erythropod, or any other soil even, okay? Or any other in which the infectious agent live and multiply, and then in which it depends preliminary for their living on this reservoir or on this place. Okay. Yes, definitely. Man, or we will discuss. Okay? So that's why we said man, animal, or any other. Okay? So it in which the pathogenic organism depends preliminary for its survival and living. This is the reservoir where it reproduces itself to be contact. Reservoir not necessarily to be a source of infection. Okay? ملج ريزرفوار حاضن اتصور خازن العفو بالعربي خازن. It is not necessary to be a source of infection. This is we discuss it later on. لما الجسم ما يكون مريض, he will act as a source of infection. This is another point, okay? We will discuss, okay? So it is not necessarily the reservoir be a source of infection. This is very important point, okay? So the reservoir is a natural habitat, a masket, habitat, natural habitat for the organism, for the pathogenic organism. Okay? The reservoir may be three types, of course. هذا ردا على أحد أسئلتك. Could be man, I mean human being. Man, it's not man, man, not man. Woman, man, I mean human being, could be animal, could be animal. Animal. Okay? Then living. You remember yesterday we said this is animal, water is animal, and so on and so on. So the reservoir could be either human being or man, animal, or could be inanimate, any other non-living substances. So let us see one by one. So this is the reservoir. بعد ما تنسوها, could be animal, could be human being, or inanimate. Inanimate. For each one also there is subclassification. برضو جوابا على سؤالك يا بنتي. خلينا نشوف. Human reservoir could be either. Similarly, فالمان الهيومن could be either cases جوابا على سؤال or could be a carrier. Similarly, الانيمال could be either carrier or a case. So let us go one by one. Okay? The human reservoir is the most important. Most important reservoir of infection. The human being or the man act as his enemy. كأنه عدو روحة. Okay? So the man or the human, man is often described as his own enemy. Okay? By the way, when I say man, I don't mean أنه man. This has happened years. This has happened 2 years ago when I said man, one of the students, Doctor, why say man? What about the woman? So please, keep it in your mind. Okay, we said the human being, reservoir in a human, could be either man or could be either case or a carrier. What case? It is defined as a person or a population, مش ضروري واحد. Okay, or in a study group, okay, identify as having a particular definition. This is the definition, as having a particular disease, whatever the disease is. Okay? So, a variety of criteria, you know it, inshallah, بعد أكثر تعرفوا لما تروحون للكلينيكال. To confirm this is a case, of course, from clinical side and symptom, from biochemical test, from any other test, we can do it, x-ray or any other laboratory or biochemical or clinical. So, broadly speaking, the case, you know, it could be either clinical, subclinical, or latent. So all those are reservoir. Just now, a few minutes, we said not necessarily the reservoir be a source of infection. You remember we said latent, for example. Good. Very good. In TB, he's not a source of infection, but he is a reservoir. The pathogen is inside my body, but there is no, okay? I am not acting a source of infection. So, the case could be either clinical, subclinical, or latent. All of them are act as a potential source of infection. خليني أسألكم سؤال قبل ما أمشي على السلايد الثاني. From epidemiological point of view, which is more important, clinical or subclinical? Subclinical. Why? من يؤيدها؟ Good. Why? Why the subclinical is more important from epidemiological point of view? Why? ممكن نسكت رجاءً؟ لا
أنا بدي أقول سبب كلينيكال نوت كارير. إلى حد ما الجواب أنت صح بس جبت بغير طريقة نوت كارير. أوكي very good. السبب كلينيكال أنا عندي صح عندي ساينوس سيمتوم بس نوت it is mild or there is no sign or symptom. خاصة if I am in incubation period. So many disease in incubation period act as a source of infection. So when I have no sign or symptom, لا تتوقع من عندي ولا أنا أتوقع وأروح لبعيد. So I can disseminate the disease here and there. Sorry. So that's why. While the clinical, because of a severity of disease, he's going to lie in bed. He will not move. Okay? This is. احنا استبقنا للسلايد الكبيرة. Okay? The clinical illness, of course, may be mild, moderate, or could be typical, atypical. You know what do you mean, typical or atypical? أكيد أنت تعرف وعني ما في داعي. Or could be severe and fatal. So all these are characteristics or stages of the cases, okay? From epidemiological point of view, mild and subclinical are more important, as you mentioned, and thank you very much. It's more important than the severe cases or the clinical cases, because the severe cases are usually confounded or lie in bed, while this one mild, can go here and there and disseminated. You know what does it mean? ينشر المرض here and there. The subclinical cases, the disease agent may be multiplied inside the house, but it's not enough to make a clinical. Or my immunity is good. إلى حد ما. So it does not manifest itself sign and symptom. Okay. What is the corona now? There is some disease to be clinical sign and symptom. There is certain number of the part of the microorganism to be present. Otherwise, no sign and symptom will appear. Okay. The disease agent contaminated the environment. That's why it's from epidemiological point of view. It could not only be disseminated, but I will contaminate this environment. Okay? And then the other will be disease. The disease contaminated the environment and the same way of clinical cases. Contribute more than symptomatic patient. Okay? So this is the clinical affected from epidemiological point of view have more effect or more dangerous than the بينما the clinical yes dangerous for himself but not for the community. خطرك عليك انت لما تكون clinical but not for the community. Okay. Contribute more than a symptomatic patient because he or she will disseminate the disease. The person unknown that he is diseased, neither from the other people or even from himself. Subclinical case play dominant role in maintaining the infection. That's why. هو اللي مسيطر على maintenance of infection, dominant role in maintaining the infection in the community. So, because there is no sign and symptom for my clinical, so diagnosis will be only by some laboratory tests or other investigation of the organ of the disease. A latent infection, one to four, it differ from subclinical. A latent infection, ما عنده أي sign and symptom, لا mild ولا أبد. Okay, and والمهم it does not shed the check or for this mission. يعني ينشر المرض. يعني لما اكح وانا عندي انفكشن تطلع اوكي الفيروس او البكتيريا. سو شيدك بالضبط بالعربي انا اقول لكم يا حما بعرفها. سو التي هي داز نوت شيد ذا انفكشن. تتذكرون تيبي قلنا الا يصير اكتف تيبي يلا تطلع الباسيلاي اوتسايد. هو لاتني بينما السبك لينيكم هي or she could shade the microorganism. Okay. The infectious agent. Okay. This is the الفرق بين اللك فاللاتن not act as a source of infection again just a few minutes ago we mentioned. Okay. So اللاتن of course no sign and symptom without okay demonstrated any sign and symptom. And even if I saw sputum, the TB, I can't detect bacilli in the TB. Although the patient is latent. ليش؟ لأنه إمتى تطلع؟ تطلع لما يصير active TB. Active TB يصير cavitation and so on, so on, so on. يلا تطلع البكتيريا. But I can't detect it by from the sputum. But otherwise, you can't detect it. Okay, fine. ما بين اللاتن ما عنده. أي بين بس نظر كل ده. There is so many things. Yes, التيبي يبين بس ما يبين ذاك. الكابيتيشن ما مبينه. Diagnostic X-ray, diagnostic point for the TB is cavitation. And calcification of this cavity. This is the diagnostic point. Yes, it is. But even with sputum, طيب انت suspected. But with sputum, ما بتلقي. ما في symptom. ما في عنده sign very rare. ارجع للتيبي اللي جبت لكم. عطيناكم اياها بالامتحان. Okay? Without for example, adna TB, okay, and latent infection play an important role also in perpetuation or continuation of the infection in the community. طيب, from epidemiological point of view, please شوفوا هذا يمكن something new. It's not new, but only the definition is new. We have primary cases already. We mentioned yesterday. We have secondary cases, and we have an index case. What's the difference between the two? I am sure you can't differentiate between the primary and secondary. Definitely, I am sure of that. But the new thing is the index case. The primary cases, it is the first case that had been occurred. While the index cases, it is the first case that had been give attention by the healthcare worker. أول وحدة شفناها. بس الindex case مش ضروري تكون primary. مش ضروري تكون هي أول وحدة. المثل عندنا لما صارت كورونا وأول واحد اللي index case كانوا العرسان الاثنين اللي جوا من برا. هذول index. بس maybe قبليهم primary. أهلهم ما بعرف. Okay. فإذا the index case is not necessary to be the primary case. ال index case أول وحدة اللي تشافت by the healthcare worker بينا إحنا. أنتوا كأطباء إن شاء الله أول كيس تشوفوها. But it is not necessary to be the primary. Okay. Secondary. هلا انتوا تعرفوه كل زين انه انا برايمري وانتوا اخذتوا الانفكشن مني. المحاضره السابقه حكيناها الاندكس اوف ذا كوميونيكابيلتي اوكي ويل بي ذا سيكندري كيس. نعم كود بي بات نوت نيسيسيرلي. شوفي الكلام بدي احكي not necessary مش بالضروري. انا ما بعرفها ما بعرفها هي index. انا شفتها اول وحده انا شفتها ويجي وزير الصحه يقول لي وين من وين جتها اقول له ما اعرف this is the index case but the primary I don't know where is it maybe هي تكون maybe مو هي okay it is not necessarily مش بالضروري يكون هو primary فاهمين فالindex case اول واحد اللي ال healthcare worker diagnosed or شافها أكيد هاي تعرفوها. suspected cases مثل ما قبل شوية قال أنه عنده sign and symptom of TB بس لا تذكرون أعطيكم محاضرة TB السبيوتم يطلع لي نيجاتيف يطلع لي نيجاتيف فإذا suspected this is it will be confirmed by more and more investigation I mean by doing more and more investigation this is a suspected case okay or individual or any other who has all the signs and symptoms وهذه حدثت بالكورونا كثير عندنا اول عنده signs and symptoms of corona بس لما عملوا له البي سي ار طلع نيجاتيف it is suspected تذكرون له لا بالبدايه فاذا suspected all the other signs is not until they something will confirm it بعدين يمكن عرفوا انه there is a delta there is a so and so now coming to the other type of the reservoir which is carrier what's the difference between carrier and cases ايوه very good excellent بالعربي حامل okay ما عنده أعراض. Very good. Which one is more danger from again from epidemiology? Carrier or the case? Carrier. Okay. نعم. Could be. Could be. Okay. هلا كلنا نحكي. Okay. So, an infected person or animal could be. قلنا من البداية. Could be an animal or a human being, could be carrier or could be a case. Harboring, harboring, يحمل. The specific agent, and the agent he has in his body, in the absence of the clinical disease or clinical sign and symptom. أشكركم بكلية. Very good. Okay, thank you very much. Safe. As a potential source of infection. Or again, he or she is more dangerous than the case for so many reasons. Okay. As a role, carrier are less infectious. أنا ليش صرت carrier؟ إما immunity مالي خلت إنه ما تطلع sign and symptom أو they رح نحكيها بعدين. Oh, there is another. Oh, they treated me, but أني ما أخذت الدواء مضغوط. ف there is some infectious agent in my body, but it give no sign and symptom. So it's less infectious than the carrier. But epidemiological, they are more dangerous. وأعطكم مثال أحسن مثال typhoid. تمام. الكارير مالها long life okay. more dangerous than the case because they escape recognition okay. and continually they are live normal living okay. but also disseminated the microorganism here and there so they live normally among population community and infected susceptible person over a wide and long period of time طبعا long period of time تعتمد على type of the carrier which is going to be discussed within for few minutes coming طيب so what are the elements of the carrier first of all there is a pathogenic organism in the body definitely this element. Okay? Okay? The presence of the pathogenic or disease agent, whatever it is, absence of the sign and symptom. أنتوا كلكم مؤمنين بيها، كلكم عارفين. And the other thing, act as a source of infection. It means can shed the organism. Shed يعني ينثر، ينطي، ما بعرف، والله طلعوها بالجوجل بالعربي. Okay? Can shed the organism. Okay? Shedding the agent. And, okay? And this in the discharge or excreta, thus acting as a source of infection. This is very important. Okay? So these are the elements of the carrier. Definitely, you know it. I am sure you know it. No sinus harboring the pathogenic organism in his or her body, have no sign and symptom, and shading the organism or disseminating the organism through any discharge, maybe stool, maybe urine, maybe cough, sputum, or even skin, okay? Through any way of the disseminating. Okay. In some diseases, either, just now I told you, either due to adequate treatment, أعطوني treatment, ولهذا إذا تشوفون دائما يقولوا لنا أخذوا التريتمنت مضبوط. صح يصير عندي ريزيستنس إذا ما أخذت مضبوط, but in another way, maybe in some cases, I will convert it into a carrier if I. Okay, so inadequate treatment or the immunity response مالي يعني بين بين. So the disease agent is not completely illuminated, ما تموت or not completely yet, leading to a carrier state. This is the carrier state. Okay, هاي أكيد تعرفوها كلتكم, بس معمولة على شكل ترتيب لا أكثر ولا أقل. I am sure. By the way, I am sure أنه أكثر المحاضرة اللي راح أعطيها هي you know it, but جدي بطريقة مرتبة لكم. الكارير could be classified according either chronologically, okay, of the disease, طبعاً it means تتابعها, or portal of exit, or the duration. So from chronologically, in an incubatory, قبل شوية somebody told me, ماكو sign and symptom, incubation period, sorry, there is no sign and symptom, but act as a, he will be carrier, act as, because there is no sign and symptom, and the pathogen is inside the body, and he can disseminate it, so we describe him or her as a carrier. So, incubatory convalescent, خلاص هو طاب وصار كويس, but still the pathogen in this body, and he can disseminate it, the pathogen here and there. And but he had no sign and symptom, or we have healthy carrier. This is chronologically. From portal of exit, طبعاً, we have urinary carrier, we have intestinal, a lot of example of it, respiratory, we have another one, say skin, and so on. Duration, we have temporarily مؤقت, or chronic, or lifelong. طول عمره يكون هو كارير, وأحسن example هو التايفويد. Okay, so let us go one by one. Okay, the incubatory carrier, ولو أنا شرحتها, just those who shed the infectious agent during, طبعا من اسمه, during incubation period of a disease, infection infected other, okay. The best example عندنا hepatitis A. أكثر شيء incubatory carrier يكونون بال last few days, last week. Hepatitis A يكون liable to infect person during incubation last week of incubation period. Last 7 days of incubation period. Incubation period, he had no sign. ولهذا difficulty ماله يصير صعب to control it. لان هو already الى من يطلع sign and symptom هو disseminated the disease here and there and he or she infected a lot of person. So this is usually occurred during the last few days of the incubation period. IP admin incubation period, please. Convalescent carrier, of course, those who continue shed the disease agent even after disappearance of the sign and symptom. Convalescent, I am sure you know what do mean. The client, so in these diseases, clinical recovery does not indicate that the patient or this person is not infected the other. So the best way we have to do, لازم ما أطلع من ردها أو ما أطلع من المستشفى أو ما خليه يختلط بالبقية unless all the investigation will be negative. Okay. وهاي شفتوها إحنا بالكورونا تمام؟ إلا يطلع الـ PCR negative يلا يخلوه بالبداية يطلع من المستشفى. So in this clinical recovery does not coincide with the bacteriological recovery. معناها still the bacteria or the infected agent in my still in my body. So they act as a serious threatening for the other people, okay? For the household member, okay? Or حتى for any other person. تايفود هو ماخذ كل الكارير من الـ A to Z كل الأنواع الكارير. Okay. تايفود may excrete the bacilli 6 to 8 weeks after convalescent. شايفين قديش يبقى هو infected person. الكونتاكت كارير with the infected person like doctor. أنتوا بكرة إن شاء الله تصيروا بالمستشفى أطباء. إذا patient infected with the patient أنتوا تعتبرون contact carrier. Contact carrier. ما عندكم sign and symptom. But you are considered as a contact carrier. أكثر شيء ال healthcare worker even حتى ال family member considered as a contact carrier. Healthy carrier. Healthy carrier emerge from subclinical one. Healthy, ما في عندك كل شيء. ما في لا sign and symptom. But he or she act as a carrier, act as a source of infection, can disseminate the disease and here and there. They are victim of subclinical infection who have developed a carrier state without suffering from the sign and symptom. And they are shedding the disease agent. Subclinical could act. This is the difference between the subclinical and the latent. نيناتهم ما عندهم sign and symptom, بس latent never shed infectious agent, بينما subclinical yes. Okay. Subclinical may be or may be not a carrier. In poliomyelitis and other. On the other hand, TB, okay, he is not act as a carrier. وقلناها he had no sign and symptom, but he is a latent. Now, according to the duration, قلنا إما permanent or any other, transitional carrier very few days or weeks, act as a carrier within very few weeks. Temporarily, carrier act as a carrier for less than 3 months. أقل من 3 أشهر, we consider him or her as a temporary carrier. Chronic carrier, more than 3 months or even more than years. Again, best example, who were a typhoid fever. This is a chronic carrier. We have a lifelong carrier, permanent carrier for lifelong, كل حياته. Of course, the longer the carrier, the more danger for the community. Again and again, example of the typhoid. لأنه
career, he act as for a long time. So without signs and symptoms, he can disseminate, خاصة بالمطعم. Some carrier excreted infectious agent, إما intermittent مش على طول أو continuously intermittent. لما ال immunity تبعه تنزل, okay, shedding of the pathogen organism will occur. But لما ال immunity is good, he stop. While the other continuously act as a carrier, I mean shading the organism for. So early detection. According to the port of exit, من وين يطلع, it's very easy, you know it. Urinary carrier we have, intestinal carrier, respiratory, nasal carrier, skin, as I told you. Okay? But all of this are act as an important, particularly from occupation point of view. Again, an example of what typhoid. Okay? Typhoid fever. Why the carrier is dangerous? Just now we say it is more dangerous for the community. ولهذا على طول يعملون فحص ويشتغلون بالمطاعم. Okay, particularly المطاعم. Good. Why? They don't show any clinical signs and symptoms. Definitely. عادي. حال حال البقية. Consider as in healthy people or normal people. The carrier and his contact are not aware of their animal body. أنا carrier. بس لا أنا حاسة بحالي ولا أنتم حاسين بي. So I can disseminate the infection to the other body. Okay. It is difficult to discover. صعب. صعب. أحيانا التست صعب. Okay. Not only that. It is not always possible to deal with. ما أقدر أعالجها. التايفويد. أكيد تايفويد. إلا نسوي له كوليسيستكتومي. قسم منهم. إلا. يلا يروح ككارير ستيل. So it is difficult to deal with it, with them. Okay? And also, a long period of carrier at home. Long period. The longer, just now we said, the longer the period, the more the dissemination of the disease. That's why it is dangerous again and again from epidemiological point of view. I mean epidemiological, it is dangerous for the other people. And you know تعريف الأبيديميولوجي. Now we finish with the human reservoir اللي هو carrier and case. Similarly لو جينا على الانيمال reservoir, as we said, also either as a carrier or as a case. ما في داعينا. It's easy to be read. نجي على الثالث, reservoir of non-living inanimate. A lot of example. عندنا reservoir, soil may be contaminated. Okay. And tetanus. تعرفون شو التيتانوس؟ مرض الجزاز. Okay. So it is a lot of example for it. We finish with the reservoir. We come to the portal of exit. The pathogen would like to go outside the reservoir. So they would like to find a portal of exit to go outside. Okay, هذا أحسن example لكم. We have either upper respiratory, definitely you know it. Adna, fecal material through the gastrointestinal. Okay, a lot of example, typhoid, cholera. Okay, hepatitis A. Adna, urinary, typhoid also. Adna, skin and mucus, and a lot of example. Okay, staphylococcus. All these are a carrier. ولهذا راح امشي بيها سريع. ما صور يحتاج already. الالمنتري كانال بيسيد through the stool. Okay. Or vomit. In elementary exit. Either through the vomitous material. Cholera. Or through the stool. Okay. So this is the portal of exit. respiratory, a lot of examination, of course, either through the mouth or from through the nose, by cough, by speaking, by so many things, you know it, sneezing and so on. Oh, a lot of example, COVID-19, a good example, you need to go. Okay, urinary carrier, of course, okay? This is when there is an infection all over the body. So it will excrete via urinary tract, من خلال urinary tract, with the urine, okay? So this discharge from the skin and the mucous membrane, also إذا أنا عندي conjunctival, okay, بعيني, بتروح الconjunctival, yeah, for discharge, okay? أو if من skin, if I touch anybody, it will be. So purulent conjunctivitis is an example, and venereal disease is the best example for the skin skin because by direct contact, you remember we mentioned. Insect bite, a lot of example, Edna. Okay. Flea or lice, so in the typhus. Syringes taking blood from the donor, and we have in utero. Transplacenta من الأم إلى البيبي. In utero infection. الإيدز عندنا hepatitis B, C, they are not sure about it. Transmitted from the syphilis عندنا German measles. ويسوي لنا deformity, you know it, okay? فall these are the portal of exit. Now coming the طلع الباثوجينيك اورجانيزم. Okay, there should be a way to go to the other. In another word, there should be mode of transmission. Okay? There should be mode of transmission to attack the other people, the susceptible person, I mean. So a different way of transmission from the reservoir. Okay, خلصنا الريزرفوار طلع من الاكزيت to the susceptible people, okay? Individual. The depending different way. It depends on the pathogen itself. قسم تذكروا كده قسم direct contact مني إلكم. قسم لا. There should be indirect. Okay. Or depend on the infectious agent. Depend on the portal of entry. Depend also on the local ecology, ecological condition, geographical area of the disease. Okay. The infectious agent could be transmitted only by one route, hose, or by multiple, more than one route. Hepatitis B, C could be transmitted by many ways. By sexual contact, by blood transfusion, by so many way of transmission. So it could be only one route of transmission, like typhoid fever, or transmitted by several routes, AIDS, or Q fever, or hepatitis B. Of course, the multiple route of transmission is more important from epidemiology because so many factors. Because anyway, that food be here. Because if it can transmit from one to the other, from direct or indirect, as you remember, last lecture we said, for example, hepatitis B could stay virulent in the surface for 2 weeks. So there is dissemination of disease. So the multiple transmission will enhance the survival of infectious agent because there are so many routes it can transmit it through. Generally speaking, as I told you, we can divide it into direct or indirect mode transmission. Regarding the direct transmission, we have direct contact, skin to skin. Sexual transmitted disease, all this direct contact. Or we have droplet infection. Okay, droplet. Please keep in your mind,
in TBS. Hakena, there is a difference. Look here, droplet infection, while here, where is droplet nuclei. موجودة بس ما بعرف ايه it is. Okay. Droplet nuclei it is indirect. A droplet is in is direct. So droplet infection, inoculation to the skin, رأسا, bite, يجي ال rabies, inoculation to the skin, direct contact. Okay. Transplacenta or vertical transmission direct from the mother to the baby. While the indirect, we have vehicle. You know what's vehicle? I was, but this is vehicle. The blood is vehicle. Milk is vehicle. Okay. Inanimate, yani. We have a vehicle mode of transmission. We have vector-borne disease. So here, vehicle-borne disease. Here, vector-borne disease. You know what? Okay. And vector, there's a lot where either mechanically transmitted or after biological condition. Airborne disease, just now we said, nuclei, droplet nuclei, or dust. Okay. Fomites, colloid fomite. And unclear hand and finger. This is indirect transmission. Now, airborne. Airborne. لما نشرحها كيف تصير. Okay. Airborne with dust قريبا وحدة تشبه اللخ بس الـ airborne لا. أكو فرق بين الـ airborne because of the distance. لما نشرحها ليش لما قلت فرق بين droplet nuclear وبين droplet الحالة. Okay. بالضبط. بالضبط واحدة منهن المسافة but there is another thing والمسافة تعتمد على this another thing that's why okay so now direct contact okay may infectious agent may be transmitted by direct contact from this skin to skin, مثل ما قلنا, or mucus to mucus, okay, or from mucus to skin, either from the person himself, and if he was خوحطة تعالى, okay, هو عيني بالعكس كنت بتبايتس عندي وصار, from the person himself, or from the infected person to the other, okay, but this is the direct contact, even from the same or to the another person. Okay? The direct contact it means there is an essential medium transmission. What are the important of the immediate transmission? أولا, the time again, the quantity again, will pathogenicity أكثر. Okay. The quantity بالعكس أكثر. The quantity أكثر direct مني إلكم خلاص okay. لا راحت هيك ولا جت هيك والquantity أكثر والpathogenicity the viability of the pathogen is still easy هي viable طلعت مني راحت إلكم direct contact okay. This is an immediate time immediate transfer of the infectious agent from the reservoir or source of infection whatever to the susceptible person without intermediate agency ما في شيء ثالث no third object خلاص بين يمكن فقط ماكو شخص ثالث مش شخص أصلا ماكو other ثالث whether whatever it is object without an intermediate ماكو ثالث بيناتنا without a third object ماكو شيء ثالث Skin to skin contact, maybe touch, kissing, or sexual transmitted diseases. This is the best example for it. Direct contact not only reduce the period, just now I told you. مش only فقط the period تقل رأسا. أنا عندي مرض كل يوم صار بيكم, or within a few hours.
but also a large dose of infectious material with it. Okay? Suddenly immediate, suddenly reduced, suddenly quantity theory, okay? And reduce the fever in addition when allowed. Also ensure a large dose of infection. Disease transmitted by direct contact included sexual transmitted infection. هل مرة كتبت لكم إياها؟ مرة السابقة عملت لكم إياها دي بس المفروض تنكتب sexual transmitted infection, leprosy and infection. And another thing, ما بعرف مكتوبة أو لا, still the pathogen is viable. ما بقى هون يوم يومين أو ساعة أو ساعتين وهكذا. فإذا this is the important. Okay. Droplet infection is a direct projection of the droplet of saliva or nasopharyngeal secretion during cough, sneezing, and so on and so on. The expelled droplet may be directly, okay, from directed to the conjunctiva. وهي تحدث كثير during surgery لما يعمل إذا patient infected with hepatitis B أو AIDS تجي بس نقطع على عين during surgery يمكن. So direct contact. Okay. Directly to conjunctiva or to the respiratory mucosa of skin and cloth. Particle 10 millimeter or more, okay, it will be filter from our nose. خلاص الإفكت مالها أقل. بس if it is 5 and أقل, it will go to the alveoli and then the infection will occur. That's why the important مثل ما قال بلسم الدستنس تكون 30 إلى 60 سنتيمتر. إذا أكثر بيني وبينكم الحمد لله كثيرة. فdroplet will be dropped to the floor, to the ground. So it will not, because it's heavy, that's why it's droplet. So it will fall to the ground and it will not affect. If the distance is more than 60. قسم يقولون مدر. وهذا بيكون إذا تتذكرون خلوا distance بيناتنا بكل بالأسواق وبالمولات everywhere. Okay. So this is between the source and the host. A droplet which may be contain طبعا a million of virus, this droplet we have million of pathogenic organisms, not necessarily virus, and then it act as a source of infection and affect the other. Thank you very much. خلينا نكمل إن شاء الله next. Okay. افتحوا